Now, how much power and authority do we have over the devil?
All.
So don't let him beat up on you. But see, here's what the devil will do to you. Whenever this kingdom we're wrestling against is invisible, you can't see it. So it kind of makes you feel like a fool when you walk into one of your children and they're sick or afflicted. You make sure you got every sin repented of, and you lay your hand on your child and say, "You devil of hell, come out of him in the name of Jesus." You know, there's some churches will lock you up. Amen. You know that? But I think about little Michelle Gregg when she was a little six-year-old girl, when she had that athlete's foot problem so bad. Whenever I told her mother what to do that night, and she went home and told her husband what to do. Now, Michelle's feet were eat up, bleeding down to the bone. They were so bad that every afternoon when she came home from school as a six-year-old girl, they had to set her feet in a pan of warm water to soak them before they could get her socks off without tearing skin off a little girl's feet. I told her daddy is a demon. Told her mother it was a demon. Now, the mother had a real problem believing that her six-year-old baby as a Baptist could be a demon. I mean, we have troubles with that, don't we? See, this invisible set of demons that we're fighting against, we're tangible people. I believe my wife's sitting here in her chair because I can see her. I can touch her. I can feel her hair. I can see her red shirt. I believe she's sitting there. Now, a few minutes ago, I looked down there and she wasn't there. You know? So, I can tell. But this invisible kingdom, you can't see these guys. But you got to believe they're here. So I told Michelle's mother, I said, "Your baby has a demon." I said, "I know you and your husband are walking in obedience to God's word." I said, "You go home tonight and you tell your husband to read Luke 10, 19, and 20, this magnificent promise. Luke 10, 19, and 20. And I want you to see what Luke 10, 19, and 20 says. We'll look that up right quick and then we'll come back to Ephesians 6. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20 makes you this promise. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you." Now, you need to learn to put your name right there. That's right. Behold, I, Jesus, give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, or the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. But notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits, these invisible guys we're wrestling against, are subject to you. But rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Lord, I rejoice because I'm a son of God. Woo! You know, we it's amazing how what we ought to do. On the job site, we walk into a restaurant, we ought to walk in and say, "Praise the Lord, I'm a son of God." Somebody said, "Lock that guy up." "Praise God, you can't lock me up because I'm a son of God." Somebody said, "You're a little bit nutty." "Praise God, I'm glad I'm a nut for Jesus." Adrian told me the other day at his job out there in California, this guy comes from California to a healing school. I mean, he's really a nut for Jesus, see? But he wrote a bunch of scriptures on the wall out there, he told me the other day. And one of the guys come to him, which was, I think he said, an Assembly of God guy. And he asked him to take those off the wall because he might offend somebody. And he told him, "No, I ain't doing it." No, he's standing his ground. So the guy really gave him a hard time about it. And he still said, "I still ain't taking them off." And so the meeting they were going to have, some of the people that came in got saved because of the scriptures that was on the board. Praise the Lord. See, now I told him, I said, that's the kind of man you need to be. That's the kind of man and woman every one of us need to be. I mean, we need to realize we're sons and daughters of the Most High God, and this devil, how much power do we have over this beast? You wouldn't think he could possibly be in an Assembly of God man, would you? But if an Assembly of God man tells you you need to take scriptures off the wall, guess what he's got? A demon. If he has no demons in him, and he's a man of God, he's going to write them scriptures on the wall. Right? Amen. Praise God. So anyway, when he did it and he obeyed God, he got somebody saved that day before the day was over. Through those scriptures that was on the wall. Now we're fighting against this beast, but how much power do you have over this beast? We forget that so easily, don't we? When the devil comes against us, to put a symptom upon us. You wake up with a headache or whatever. Instead of saying, Lord, I repent of all sin. Now, you devil of hell, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. How many people do you know do that today? You ever seen a commercial on television told you to do that when you got a headache? John, they want to sell you some medicine, right? They want to make some money off of you. That's right. So if you do it Jesus' way, how much does Jesus charge you to get rid of your headache? He's free. He's already paid the price. So it's so wonderful when you learn you have that kind of power over the enemy. But when you start taking authority, like little Michelle's dad did that night. Here's this little girl with her feet eat up, bleeding. And he believes what I tell his wife, and he quotes this verse. Now, I told him, I said, have him read this several times. Because you know what happens? Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hearing what?
The Word.
The Word of God. So if I read this to you enough times, I want you to think I'm Jesus right now. Because where is Jesus? He's in me. So if I stand up here with Jesus in me, when you look up here, you ought to see Jesus and not me. So when I say, behold, I, Jesus, give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power over all the power of the enemy, and he shall in no means hurt you. Nevertheless, you don't have to rejoice that the spirits, these evil spirits, have to be subject to you, because you ought to rejoice because your name's written in my heaven. Now, if I tell you that enough and enough and enough and enough, eventually you're going to believe it, aren't you? You believe it right now. But you know how many times do most of us read it? We don't believe it. And especially when that invisible beast comes and puts us to the test. We forget so quickly. That's why we need to stay in the Word. Because when he puts sickness and disease upon one of us, you know how hard it is? One of your children come in and say, Daddy, I feel awful. You know what the first thing we do? What's wrong? Well, my throat's not feeling good. Oh, my goodness, maybe you're coming down with the flu. Your first mistake. You're coming down with the flu. Instead of saying, oh, son, that's all right. That's just a devil. No problem. He's trying to put us to the test. I'm going to lay my hands on you, and I'm going to drive that devil out of you in the name of Jesus. And he's going to leave, and you're going to go in there and go to bed. And when you wake up in the morning, he ain't going to be there. You're going to be perfect in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, that takes faith, doesn't it, Scott?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And just like the other day with Krista, Phil and Krista back there, they got this beautiful little girl, year old. She came down with a pink eye. Phil said, no problem. He woke up next morning, you know. Phil, the young man, he's the one that I prayed for years ago. All the warts and scars went away. You know, but Phil, he knows the power of prayer. His wife's learning. You know, she's a fairly new Christian. So their precious little girl come down with pink eye, running, you know. Phil said, no problem, honey. I pray for her. She'll be fine. He prays and he goes to work. She said, I'm going to stay home with the baby. During the day, every time she'd look at that little eye, there's a little voice in the back saying, you better take her to the doctor. Now, who do you think that was? It sure wasn't Jesus, was it? You know, Krista, I'm so proud of her. She'd run over there and get the Bible and open up and say, look right here. It is written. It is written. And she'd be okay for a little while. Then she'd look up in a little while and she'd see that stuff running out of that baby's eye. And that devil say, you better take her to the doctor. And Kristen run over one more time, open her Bible and say, it is written. Now she's standing on good ground, isn't she? By the end of the day, or at least by the next morning, when they woke up, guess what was wrong with the little girl's eye? Nothing. It was gone. Totally, completely. I mean, Phil, he said, no problem, honey. I prayed. It's done. See, he's learning to trust God a little more. But she's going to get there. She's getting there. See, I think for a young lady, she's way out there. When I was that age, ain't no way I could have done that. I didn't have that kind of faith at all. But they're learning. Praise God. They're learning together to read the Word. They're fighting against an invisible enemy, wrestling against the devil that they've been given how much power over?
All.
Well, if we've been given all power and we repent of all sin, how much claim does the devil have over us?
None.
So why do we let this devil come upon us and put sickness and disease upon us when we agree with him? What's wrong with you? Oh, I have cancer. Oh, what's wrong with you? Oh, I have you start naming them off. You bring your list. What's wrong with you? Oh, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this. And every time you say, I have this, you strengthen the power of the enemy to put it on you even more. Some people don't realize the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. What does Proverbs 18:21 say? Surely that couldn't be true. But if it's written in this book, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are where? And only a few people. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So how many people can kill yourself with your tongue? Every one of you can. How many of you can have life with your tongue? Every one of us. You've heard this old story, well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's definitely from the pit of hell. You know that? You know how strong a Christian you got to be? If somebody walks up to you, and here's this big old healthy boy here that can do anything in the engineering world, and say, you ain't worth nothing. You can't do nothing right. You know, he's got to be a big man to overcome that. Do you know, if certain people keep telling him that, it'll beat him down. And you know what? This boy, which could do anything, could become totally worthless in his life because of words. Now, if he really knows who he is in Christ, every time those words are spoken, there's a shield right there and that they can't touch him. He walks away knowing who he is in Christ. Those words can be spoken 1,000 times over him, and that fiery dart's coming. But if he's got all of his armor on, he's going to be able to keep them all off. It ain't going to affect him at all. But how many people walk there? Not a lot. That's why the Lord told you to control your words. You know, control your words. Say good things. That's why the Lord told us, only say things that edify one another. You know, somebody walk in this morning and say, boy, you look beautiful today. Boy, I love them earrings you got on today. You look so sweet today. Does that make you feel good? See? But what if somebody comes in and say, good grief, you look awful today.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.